Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, highly caffeinated, with a look at the stars for today, June 27th, 2026, and the days ahead. Well, folks, the day begins with the moon in Scorpio, the fixed water sign symbolized by that venomous scorpion that hides under rocks and stings when it's disturbed. Well, it's a day that could present some turbulent emotions. Well, that's because we're also coming up to a full moon. I'll get to that later. But in fact, water, the element most associated with emotions, is packed with planets. We have Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, the mutable water sign, where our collective reality, thanks to Saturn, is underwater. Well, Saturn, as you know, is about law and order, and those bedrock institutions that govern, they seem to be dissolving before our very eyes. Well, what will emerge in the new order is yet to be seen. Then we have Cancer, the cardinal water sign. That's where Jupiter, Venus, and Mercury are parked right now. That could generate big emotions because Jupiter always expands the energy of the signs that it is in. Also, Cancer is representative of the home and the mother. And with Venus there, well, it brings out those loving emotions like nurturing, being at home, feeding others, feeding ourselves. And then there's Mercury. Mercury is the thinking planet. Now, the thinking planet doesn't really think very much in water signs. Now, in Cancer, the tendency is to confuse feelings with the rational process. In other words, if you feel something, you think it's real, and it's actually just an emotion. Now, the moon in Scorpio is worth talking about because it usually brings up emotions that are often buried in the subconscious or elsewhere. It's a kind of moon energy where something triggers a memory, and that could be anything from a purring kitten to a child on a swing, a hike in Acadia, or a breeze coming off the Penobscot, or maybe an email that's been buried for a long time. Well, never underestimate the power of emotions. Not everybody can think, and I don't mean that as an insult, but emotions are practically universal. Just think about mob rule. Well, we'll see how folks behave on this full moon. And speaking of full moons, it's here on Monday at 7:56 p.m. It's the strawberry full moon. I wonder if there's a blueberry full moon. Anyway, this full moon happens in the heart of sidereal Sagittarius, the mutable fire sign symbolized by the half-man, half-horse aiming a bow and arrow. Now, it's in a nakshatra known as Purvashada, where it embodies the energy of truth and the courage never to submit. You know, that Sagittarius creature has a bow and arrow for a reason. He's aiming to strike the truth or protect himself from falsehoods. Now, the full moon in Sagittarius also forms an energetic exchange with Jupiter and is celebrated in India as Guru Purnima. This is where we honor the teachers who have taught us. Now, think of all the teachers that have shaped your life or certainly influenced it. We're made up of all our experiences, a veritable clown car of people that have left us with ideals, ideas, and indelible lessons. That includes ex-boyfriends and girlfriends, I guess. Now, this full moon is a good time to see what energizes you, going deeper into a spiritual practice or bringing you into a whole new alignment with your higher purpose. In essence, a time to realize what truly matters. Anyways, it's a powerful full moon for sure, and some one that can really stir up some realizations about what matters. After all, life is a coming and going of one relationship after another, and these full moons help to bring that into focus. Now, elsewhere in the sky, Mars, the warrior planet, is moving through Taurus, a fixed Earth sign of the bull. The passions of Mars are usually channeled into Venus in a different way, so it's good for making art, making friends, cooking, cleaning, being at home. But the different thing about this Mars transit is that it's about to cross paths with Uranus, the planet of the unexpected, the shocker of the zodiac. Now, the shock of Uranus is intended to enlighten us, but that can manifest in all kinds of ways. Mars, Uranus, is an explosive combination, and it just amps up the energy of Mars, so there could be some really tricky things coming ahead in the next 2 weeks. But in some way, it could be a breakthrough. Well, time will tell. And then there's the sun. The sun reached the point of the summer solstice this week, And in the Northern Hemisphere, that means that the days are longer than ever. Well, now the sun will slowly retreat to the south. Solstice energy can be unsettling. Weird things happen. Power goes out. Summer colds happen. There's a feeling of exhaustion because what happens is the sun is like putting on the brakes and changing directions. So that can envelop us with a feeling of exhaustion. Plus, the sun will move into a square aspect with Saturn this week. Saturn tends to turn down the vitality of the sun. So all that adds up to a need to rest or at least slow down. So there. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And let's remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's a wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill. Or streaming on the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.